Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So indeed, a measure taken by the Big Ten. Not all that surprising, but in a statement Thursday afternoon, implementation of a conference-only schedule for all fall sports. Not only talking football here, but men's and women's soccer, volleyball, field hockey, men's and women's cross country. You know, if we play the season opener in football on the 4th of September up at Wisconsin, the rest of the September slate has been wiped out, including home games against Western Kentucky and Ball State, and a trip to UConn on the 26th. Indiana's scheduled bye was for the first Saturday in October, but right now, Indiana's home opener won't be played now until the 10th of October against Maryland. So Indiana will have 5 home games and 4 away games. Scott Dolson, now the Vice President, Director of Athletics, was appreciative of the tremendous support and patience that Indiana fans continue to display. And as he said in a statement on Thursday afternoon, along with my fellow Big Ten athletic directors, we know that there remain many questions that still need to be answered, and we will work toward finding those answers in the coming weeks. From Scott Dolson, Thursday afternoon. We'll take it day by day. Enjoy your Friday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, let's place that ball down on the tee and let's go. Match play in the 92nd annual City Golf Tournament starts tomorrow bright and early. Out of the gates, defending champion Doak Henry Jr. in men's, Ike Martin in seniors, and Rick Miracle in super seniors. That said, coming in off of qualifying titles won a couple of weeks ago, Nick Burris, Jim Alexander, and Gary Playford, to name three. So those are the two seeds. One interesting match we have coming up tomorrow, Jay Stay against his former North Cougar head coach, Brian Muehlhaus, who won this city tournament 2 years ago, but it was Day who won the recent medalist, beating his former teacher, and this is a 7-versus-10 matchup, Day being the 7th seed. Nothing unlucky about our friend Lance Ringler in his 13th seed, at least that's what I've been telling him all week, and have predicted an upset of 4th-seeded Todd May in seniors tomorrow. No rain? HT's Jim Gordillo will do his fantastic job. Fairways and greens, everyone. Have a great week. And OT, did I ever tell you about Tom Browning throwing that perfect game against your Dodgers 32 years ago? 7 o'clock, right here on the airwaves. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.